With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer discuss ramping up pressure on Russia to end its war with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clunkston reports.
At a press conference wrapping up his state visit to the UK, the president said he was very disappointed with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He's let me down. He's really let me down.
Prime Minister Starmer denounced Putin's continued attacks against Ukraine and recent violations of NATO airspace.
These are not the actions of someone who wants peace.
He said pressure on Putin needs to be ramped up in order to end the bloodshed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has also signed what he's calling a historic agreement on science and technology with Britain. The president and first lady in the process of boarding Air Force One and returning to Washington. The House has voted to advance a resolution honoring slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk, clearing the way for floor debate later this week. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Lawmakers voted in favor of advancing the measure and a bill to avert a government shutdown in a joint mechanism known as a rule vote. The rule was adopted in a 216 to 210 vote along party lines. Republican Thomas Massey of Kentucky, known for opposing the federal funding bill, was the lone lawmaker from either side to vote present. Massey explained that he vehemently supports the Kirk resolution, but opposed an unrelated provision in the rule that blocks Congress's ability from weighing in on tariff policy. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a law intended to curtail abortion pills. The law will take effect in 3 months. It lets anyone file lawsuits against those involved in providing the pills in the state. Plaintiffs who win the suits collect as much as $100,000. The idea is to clamp down on the abortion pills, which are getting into Texas even though they are banned under state law. This is SRN News. A new Gallup report on moral trends in this country.
According to the respected polling organization, the number one issue that has seen a sea change in America's perception of it is homosexuality. In the year 2000, only 40% of respondents told Gallup that they considered gay relationships to be morally acceptable. Today, it's 64%, a swing of 24 points. The Gallup study also finds large numbers of Americans now have no problem with fornication and having children out of wedlock. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. More than 70 people were killed in multiple villages when members of the Allied Democratic Forces, a Muslim terror group, launched a coordinating attack last week. Muslim terrorism spreading widely in sub-Saharan Africa, which does have a large population of Christians, terrorist groups operating in multiple countries now. This is SRN News. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City.
Witnesses described dozens of Israeli tanks and armored vehicles pushing into the northern neighborhood of Sheikh Radwan, suggesting this could become a route for ground forces to head into the heart of Gaza City, which Israel says is a stronghold of Hamas. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians remain in the city, although there's been a constant stream heading south. Looking to the future, the Israeli minister Bezalel Smotrich told a Tel Aviv conference that Gaza could be a real estate bonanza, adding that he was discussing with the Trump administration how to share the proceeds.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. British, Lithuanian, and Latvian authorities detaining several people suspected of spying for Russia. London's Metropolitan Police Force arrested three people near the UK capital on Thursday. Authorities uncovering a Russian-linked network planning arson attacks across Europe. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.